Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis Etc. Yay! Hey, if you're watching this anywhere except calbanyan.com, go to calbanyan.com right now, because right below this video on calbanyan.com, we've got more text, more graphics, more links that just make this a more valuable, show or educational program for you. You know, we've done over 300 of these. I want to recommend that there's a graphic up there that says be a VIP. And what I want you to do is give us your email, and we're going to send you a link to a page that has every single podcast title on it. All 300 and something at this period of time. And it's even better than that, because each one of those titles is linked to each one of those podcasts. So you could look down there and you could either watch them in order, or you could just say, hey, I'm interested in working with kids. I'm interested in sports. I'm interested in working with trauma. I want to learn more about age regression or forgiveness or whatever it is. And you can just look down there or do a little control F key and do a search, and bam, there you go. You got your videos. And I think it's just the best deal on the internet. Oh, and by the way, from time to time we'll do a little special. We have all of those also available on CD. We have a package of the first 100, the second 100, and the third 100, and we'll be giving you some more information about that pretty soon, maybe even now, because I'm recording this ahead of time. So that's a very nice thing, because you can just pop the audio into the car, listen to them. I mean, there's not really that much to watch, except that you get to see the Banyan Babes, or Cal's Angels, or whatever you want to call them. All right, hey, speaking of angels and babes and gals, let me introduce you to Brenda. Brenda, you know what she is? She is a true aspiring one percenter, becoming one of the best of the best of the profession, because you know what? She is serious. She's professional. She's got the proper mental attitude, and she's a five-pather and seven-path teacher. And she started off with a bachelor's degree and a master's degree in, what is that? Criminology. You know, she could be a cop if she wanted. She could be like a hypno-cop. That'd be interesting. That's right. Assume the position and go into deep hypnosis. Hey, let's see, what else would I say about Brenda? I just really enjoy having her on the show. I think everybody really enjoys her bubbly personality. How you doing, Brenda?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Cal. Thanks so much for having me here today. I'm very happy to be here at the Banyan Hypnosis Center. I just feel better every day that I'm here. I can hear like the music from the hypnotic seashore in my brain, and I'm just loving what I'm doing. So let me tell you a little bit about Cal. Cal is my mentor as a hypnotherapist and my instructor. He's the head of the Banyan Hypnosis Center here in Tustin, California. An amazing place to come and learn, get your certification, and especially learning, you know, when we do our certification here, we not only learn how to put somebody in hypnosis and test and deepen and all of those things, we actually spend the majority of the 2 weeks that we are here in certification training learning five-path hypnotherapy. And five-path hypnotherapy is an amazing technique for really getting to the heart of what is going on with the client's issues that they're presenting you with, figuring it out, helping them understand it from a new perspective, and just healing them from the inside out and helping them with forgiveness work. And it's just an amazing process. I'm very proud to be here and to have learned that process from Cal. And we also learn through our instruction, our certification, we also learn the seventh path self-hypnosis system. And seventh path is a mind-body-spirit self-hypnosis system, and it really connects you to your spirit and to yourself, and really, I have to say, really helps you heal as well from the inside out by working with your religious system or your spiritual system in order to really affect change. And it's just amazing. And the work that we do to learn about ourselves while we're here in training actually is incredible too. So, you know, like I said, it's a great place to learn, a great environment to learn, and great systems to learn so that you can leave here in your certification training really feeling confident and comfortable. I always say I started seeing clients only about 2 weeks after I finished my certification training. I went from zero to seeing clients, and you can too. So we'd love to see you guys out here at the Banyan Hypnosis Center learning 5PATH, which is a great system. So that's what I have to say, Cal.
Hey, you know what I think? I think you went from zero to hypno hero. All right, what you got for me today?
Well, actually, I think I was so enthusiastic about talking about training because I do have some questions today that I wanted to talk about that are specifically geared towards people who are considering a career change and coming into the field of hypnosis, people who want to become the best of the best in the field of hypnosis, and people who are preparing to come to training. So I first wanted to share, I was talking to somebody recently who was interested in a career change, and they've been so inspired. I'm very blessed to have inspired some people along my way with my career change, and they've seen what I've been up to, and they said, well, I want some of that too. So so I've been talking to them and telling them about what we do here. And so they're thinking about taking the training. And they said, well, okay, I know that this is going to be intense, and I know I'm going to learn a lot. What can I do to be prepared and to come in there and be ready to absorb all of this information? And so I wanted to talk about some things that I think would really help you be able to walk in and just be ready to hit the ground running at your training. But first, I just wanted to ask Cal, when you see clients on their first day, what's your expectation, or what stands out to you as somebody that you say, oh wow, they're gonna go places, and I know that this training is gonna make a huge difference with this person?
Well, you know, this is the deal. I remember one day it was a break time, and one of the students in class came up to me and said, Cal. He kind of looked around. He wanted the lowdown. He wanted the truth, the insider stuff. He says, tell me the truth. Can someone really be successful at this? And I'm thinking, here's this guy. He's standing in my center, 4,000 square feet, state registered school. I mean, we've got hypnotists that go right out of the classroom, right into seeing clients. I'm just thinking, how can he even ask me that? And I looked at him, I says, look, have you ever been successful at anything? If you put that kind of effort into this, then you'll be successful at it. It's not automatic. You don't, as soon as going through class and learning, you know, all the techniques doesn't make you a successful hypnotist. You have to implement. I'm working with a client right now, and he says, well, I just came from seeing another hypnotherapist, and I haven't been successful, and I'm really disappointed because the person has your certificate on the wall. It says 5PATH, 5PATHer, certified. And now he's gone through the work with me, and he's going, you know, you do something completely different than what that other hypnotist did. That's because I do 5PATH. We cannot guarantee that once someone has graduated the course, that they will take the time, put the effort into what we're doing, enough to actually do what we taught them. So that's the deal. If you've been successful at other things, and you want to do this, then you're going to be successful. So, you know, anyone of normal intelligence who really wants to do this, who's been successful at something else in their life, could be raising kids, it could be, you know, doing well in high school, you know, or it could be another business, it could be rising within a particular career field. If you've done that, then you know what it takes. Apply that to this, and you'll be successful. How's that?
Great. Thank you very much, Cal. And you know, and I walked in to my certification training, and after hearing, actually, Cal does his introduction, and he talks about, you know, when he began his hypnosis center, and he said, well, you know, I had a lease on a place, and I couldn't fail. I had to do it. And I got up and I said, well, I don't have a job and this is what I want to do and I love it and I'm passionate about it and so I can't fail. And I think I really took that to heart and I did everything that I could. I also came into the training having spent May and June about 2 months very deeply absorbed in hypnosis and in hypnotherapy and in Cal Banyan. So I walked in and I was actually very prepared. So I wanted to talk a little bit about preparing to come and take your training. First of all, there are, at least with the Banyan Hypnosis Center, there are training materials that are provided that need to be read in advance. I promise you, if you read your materials before you come into class, you already have an edge because you're already going to understand so much, and then it's Cal explaining it further and you doing practice and all of that. So read all of your materials, be ready, read it twice if you can. I definitely recommend, Cal always says, become a VIP member on calbanyan.com. And there may be another website that we operate here, I'm not sure, but there's another one that you can register on, and it'll send you videos or links to videos on how to put somebody into hypnosis. If you watch those, especially before you come to class, you're already going to be familiar with some of the techniques, so then you're already, you know, a step ahead of everybody else to be able to absorb and learn all of the information. So do all of those things. Also, when he talks about signing up and getting that list on the VIP list, getting the list of the podcasts, we have, I think this is going to be episode 329, 329 videos, and every single episode has something different. I even suggested an episode this week, and Cal said, we've already done that. And I said, oh, of course. Well, of course we should do something different then. There's amazing amounts of information that is there and available to you on those podcasts and these videos. So start watching them. Actually, one of the things that I did is there's on episode 100, they give the top 10 episodes for the first 100 episodes. And so I said, okay, well, that gives me a place to start because I couldn't start at, you know, 250. And so I started with the top 10. And then there were honorable mentions. And some of the top 10 was a series of 5 episodes. And I just watched all of those. And then I started with the top 10 of episodes, you know, 101 through 200. So, you know, look at all of those. Find things that are interesting, especially, you know, things, there's lots of 10 key series. So look at all of those. Be prepared because the more you know coming into your class, the more you'll be able to not feel completely overwhelmed and you'll be able to absorb it. So I wanted to share that. And I actually kind of wanted to piggyback on that real quick before we move on, which is that I have found that these video podcasts are extremely valuable and helpful for anyone, whether you're new, whether you're coming into the profession, whether you're trained and experienced, because every time somebody new comes in, you know, I had somebody who came in and they said, well, I lost my keys. Can you help me lose my keys? And I'm so well trained. Sure, I can help you with that. And then I was like, hang up, schedule the appointment for the next day. And I said, oh my gosh, now what do I do? And what do you know, Cal and Meredith had done a 2-part series on finding lost items. I watched those. I wrote up my outline and I did the session the next day. So there are tons of, you know, I can't even tell you how valuable these podcast series are as a free resource that Cal provides. So please always keep that in mind. Whether you're new coming into the profession or you're experienced, you will always find something. Before you scramble and ask questions or, you know, aren't really sure, before you worry that you're not sure what to do, check that list because it may have some really good answers for you. Anything else, Cal?
Yeah, as you're doing that, I'm trying to find on calbanyan.com. Did you say what podcast number that was for finding lost items?
I did not. I'm afraid I did not write it down to bring with me today.
All right. Well, I'm trying to work frantically in the background. And it appears that it is podcast 128 because I'm looking at podcast 129 and it's part two.
Yes.
So
yes.
My deductive or inductive reasoning, I don't never could figure those out. And is that it would be 128. Good. Hey, I'm writing notes as you're talking. And so, you know, see, Brenda has been successful at other things. And she's learned that preparation is really important. That preparing for class, especially if the teacher says, gosh, you know what you should do? You should, you know, read this chapter that I'm sending you. You should listen to these audios, like the audios we have everybody listen to on thesecretlanguageoffeelings.com, shortcut TSLOF.com, so that they know about that and I don't have to spend a whole day talking about it. I can just kind of refresh their memories. They can watch these videos. And Brenda was talking about, we have a website that will teach you how to hypnotize for free using the Elman-Banyan induction, plus there's lots of other cool stuff I'm just going to send you, is hypnosis.org, hypnosis.org. And there'll be, looks like me sitting there with a, because it's a video, you push that, click play, and I'll tell you how to get for free a video on how to hypnotize people using the Elman-Banyan induction. Good. What else you got? Hey, by the way, Brenda, I think you're doing great because I'm not talking very much. Go ahead.
Thank you. So I did have another question I wanted to talk about, and that was actually how we as hypnotherapists can work on our personal growth. And I was recently talking to a fellow Five Pather, a grad that I had helped when he was taking his class, and we were just kind of talking, and he said something about, I think I was like wanting to work on something for myself, and he said, well, you've been hypnotized, right? And I said, well, yeah, actually on my first day of class, I was one of the sample people that got up, and Cal put me in hypnosis, and he did all kinds of great direct suggestion for confidence in being a hypnotist, which has definitely stuck with me big time. But the reality is that I personally have not done Five Path myself. And I just haven't, you know, had that opportunity. And thankfully, actually, because of all of the work that we did in class with Seventh Path Self-Hypnosis, and then what I've done with myself ever since, I haven't really needed to do that. But sometimes things come up, or I have family members or friends that I say, oh my gosh, I really think that this would be amazingly helpful for you. Wouldn't really be appropriate for me to do it. So let me see if I can find somebody for you. So I wanted to just talk about some of the things that we can do as hypnotherapists to do self-improvement for ourselves or to work with other people as well, to develop some collaboration. So obviously, I'm a big proponent of Seventh Path Self-Hypnosis and what I learned from Cal during my certification training. It really aligned with my belief system and my ability to work with myself and my spiritual background to be able to heal in really great ways. So obviously, you know, anybody who takes Cal's classes, you're going to come through being able to do Seventh Path Self-Hypnosis with yourself. But the other part is, you know, obviously sometimes, as we know, sometimes we get in our own way, and we can even get in our own way when it comes to our self-hypnosis. So that's really when you want to develop a really good collaborative relationship with another hypnotherapist. Of course, I would want to have that with a Five Pather, and I do have relationships with other Five Pathers. And I think, you know, in that situation, you know, you can develop collaborative relationships, do some, what do you call that, when you're working together and you kind of do share, you trade sessions with each other, even some direct suggestion types of things. But you know, here's the other thing. If there isn't somebody in your area who's a Five Pather, maybe you know another hypnotist or somebody who's interested in a career change, and you might want to talk to them and be sure that they know about the amazing things that you're able to do. So that's always, you know, another option is to share your passion with other people, network, and you may find somebody in your life who says, oh my gosh, I want to do what you do. And that can lead to all kinds of amazing things. Maybe they start taking training. Maybe they decide to open an office and, you know, work actually with you, develop a hypnosis center yourself. So I definitely wanted to throw those things out there as kind of some tips on things that you can do. I'm excited. I've been able to foster some relationships with other Five Pathers myself, as well as obviously Cal, for people that would be appropriate for them to come and see him. And like I said, I've got some friends who are interested in becoming hypnotherapists as well. And so who knows, I may have another Five Pather in my friends and family network as well in the near future. I'm excited about that.
Oh, that's very good.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I'm thinking as you're talking, I'm writing down some things, and you know, there's so many people out there that are counselors, social workers, psychologists that are just frustrated because their education and the tools they were provided just did not hold up to the promise. They believed that when they got that bachelor's degree or master's degree, that they were going to be able to help people better than they were. So, gosh, you know, I think that people like Brenda getting out there and being a good example of how much more satisfying and how much more fun it is when you really get these powerful tools of hypnotism. So, yeah, share the word. Also, see, Brenda, from the very beginning, she was a true believer. She got put into deep state of hypnosis. She got the convincers. She got the direct suggestions she needed. And so right away, she's like, wow, this is really work. It's not just a figment of my imagination. It's not just mythology. Hypnosis really works. And I'm astounded. I teach the Week of Power, which is an advanced hypnosis certification course for people who are already certified. And I'm amazed at how many of those hypnotists have never been hypnotized themselves. In fact, hypnotists come into my class, either the 10-day certification course or the 7-day advanced course, and they don't really believe in hypnosis. How can you do that? If you got through your certification course without A, being hypnotized, and B, believing in hypnosis, then you ought to demand a refund. Oh gosh, am I going to get trouble for that? But I've never shied away from that, have I? What do you think about that, Brenda?
Well, and you know what? That is such a great point. I love it when we have students here. I get to come in when I'm available. I get to come in and help do some observation, give them some feedback, and oh my gosh, it's so neat, especially because once they start doing, you know, practice age regressions and things like that, and they start going, wow, this really works, you know, and it's just, it's incredible, you know, and that actually is a really great point, which is that here, when you get certified at the Banyan Hypnosis Center, you practice 2 hours a day. You are either in hypnosis or you are putting somebody into hypnosis. And so it does make a huge difference actually to be able to start your sessions knowing, you know, it's scary. I mean, you know, I don't get me wrong. I'm still get nervous, you know, with my clients, but I'm that much less nervous because I've had that much experience and practice.
Yeah. And that's where things have to really start. You know, the education hypnosis is never really going to be that great if you haven't had the hypnosis experience. And I want to add one thing else here. I did an article back in April 2012. It's on calbanyan.com. It is called Gold In, Gold Out. And it's keeping your momentum after certification. And it has to do with, you know, we're talking about preparing for the class, what the excitement of actually discovering hypnosis is real and that it works. And then here's a nice little article, and I will put a link below, Gold In, Gold Out, and Keeping Your Momentum After the Certification, to how to keep that momentum going so that you don't fizzle out before you get to see clients. Hey, let's see, there's something else I got a note here. Some other homework. You hear Brenda talking about seven-path self-hypnosis. Wouldn't it be nice if You could learn a little bit about 7-Path Self-Hypnosis for free. Now, on the website, 7-Path Self-Hypnosis, I have a video, it explains it, it tells you the technique, and it gives you the first recognition. Now, I don't know if I'll keep that up there forever. It's something I've been trying out, and it's your opportunity to actually get hypnotized, actually be able to use the first recognition, and see how you like it. We find that just 7-Path has 9 recognitions, which is the insight provoking hypnotic suggestions that you give yourself in 7-Path Self-Hypnosis. 7-Path is unlike any other form of self-hypnosis. Oh my gosh, we're out of time, Brenda.
I know, I was just gonna say, we're getting a little late. I was keeping track over here. So I'll be looking forward to, actually, I'd like to take a look at those videos. I really want to do a 7-Path class in the fall, and so I gotta get my teaching skills on, and so I'll be working on that over the summer to get ready. So if you have anything that you would like to ask me, you can reach me directly at brenda@ochypnotherapy.com. You can also, I keep an eye on Cal's Facebook page, the Hypnosis Etc. Facebook page, as well as the Ask Cal group on our Hypnospace, and you can also friend me on our Hypnospace. I have a group over there called The Confidence Game, which is kind of just my weekly musings on keeping happy from the inside and feeling confident and good from the inside out. So you can find me over there as well. And that's it, Cal.
Hey, thank you very much, Brenda. I look forward to doing many, many more podcasts with you. And as you mentioned, facebook.com/hypnosisETC. And you know what? That we, of course, announce that each podcast comes out there. But the other cool stuff is during the week, there's all kinds of conversation going on. And I post news articles that come up on hypnosis. Like I was in a couple days ago, I posted one on how the Washington Times says hypnosis is truly scientifically proven. So I'll put stuff like that there. I've got worlddental.org talks about how hypnosis can help with dental anxiety. And I posted a real interesting video snap segment from a vampire movie that I came across. So I just do that kind of stuff, and it has to do with gold in, gold out. You want to keep putting this information into your head all the time. Otherwise, the world will snatch your attention away from what's really important. And that's you fulfilling your dream of being a one percenter hypnotist and helping people that nobody else could help. All right. See you in class. See you at the upcoming convention in August. We're going to have a great time. Celeste is going to be there. Brenda's going to be there. Meredith is going to be there, unless God has other plans for us. Okay. Cal Banyan, signing off.